Silvia Tassoni was born on 14th November 1996 in Calabria, Italy, from parents Elena and Vito. Growing up, she becomes more and more lively and cheerful. Dance in particular was the way in which she expresses her joy. So much so, once, her mom Elena had a bit of a hard time doing house chores as the little one would be dancing away around the house. When asked to stop, little Elena replied, "What are you saying? I'm dancing for Jesus. He's looking at me." In February of 2006, Silvia prepares for a ballet performance at school. But when she arrives home, she feels pain in her knee. Little Silvia thought nothing of this. But after the pain began to persist, she was taken to the hospital to get an X-ray done. The MRI revealed that this was something much serious. Silvia and her family moved to Milan for further testing, where the diagnosis became more clear. The girl had Ewing sarcoma. Sylvia's parents were told that the journey would be a long and difficult one. This news came as a nightmare to her parents, who could not understand how and why their beautiful 9-year-old would have to go through something like this. It all just seemed like a bad dream. But it was Sylvia who, with her joy and her will to live, changed her parents' perspective on the drama that was unfolding in their lives. And therefore, together as a family, and thanks to her great strength, the family set out on this new journey made up of pain, suffering, fear, tears, but also a lot of joy in the certainty of being guided and accompanied by our Lord. Sylvia had this personal relationship with Jesus, but it was something very intimate. This daily relationship made her stay in the joy that comes only from feeling loved by Him. The girl herself began to dream of a friend, Jesus. One day, while at the hospital, Sylvia awoke from a dream and told her parents, "I dreamt of my friend Jesus. He consoled me and told me that I shouldn't worry at all because he will hold me in his arms and let me go when I am able to walk by myself again." In the days during which Sylvia was hospitalized, her mom Elena was filled with so much sadness and worry. But as always, it was Sylvia who cheered her up. One afternoon, she said to her mother, "Mom, put on some lipstick. You are so beautiful." Sylvia invited her mother to be strong and to trust in God. One day, little Sylvia, filled with so much happiness, told her parents, "I understand why Jesus is allowing all of this, so that we can pray for all the children who are suffering and whose parents don't pray." In fact, in the hospital, not all parents were able to stay close to the children and pray for their recovery. In the room where she was hospitalized, she often sang the songs of the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Sylvia believed so much in the power of prayer that she often asked everyone who came to visit her to pray for her. One evening, when the family were praying, Sylvia exclaimed, "I don't need to ask Jesus for anything because I sold myself to Him since I was a child." On the scale of values, faith took first place, and the importance of abandoning oneself to it. Many know it is difficult to find joy, serenity, and acceptance in an illness, but for a little girl like Sylvia, with her extraordinary nature, made all these possible and became the engine of her family strength, of their peace, of a journey to the center of their faith. Now Sylvia, throughout her illness, had always remained exuberant, cheerful, and chatty. So much so that at the National Cancer Institute in Milan, Sylvia becomes a model to all sick hospital patients. Jesus has always been the protagonist of many poems written by Sylvia. She wrote poems to the Lord from an early age. In one of her poems titled Spring, Sylvia writes, "For me, spring is a sign of peace. It is like the heart that is about to blossom and a newly created tulip is born. Spring is you too when you show passerby your light and beauty. How nice to have a wonderful world to show everyone." And in another poem titled, "I Am Before You, Jesus," we read, "I am before you, Jesus, in my thoughts of the night. I see you while I caress you. And do you see me? I see all the people. They come here to party. They bring beautiful gifts just for you. Outside the slow and candid snowfalls, bow by bow, the wind blows on the steep. There is no fire to warm up, but the ox and the donkey are here for you. With their breath they warm you. With their breath they caress you. We are all here just for you. Now in 2005, the little girl began a catechism classes for her first communion. Due to her weak state, Sylvia was given permission to receive communion a year earlier. And it was also a happy time for her because she will also get to receive first communion with her brother Eduardo. Unfortunately, the therapy she undergoes caused the beautiful blonde hair to fall off. Sylvia, a few weeks after starting treatment, finds herself completely bald. Did she ever complain? Absolutely not. The little one even went on to say, "My hair will grow back. The important thing is to heal. I will have my hair back next year, and it will be even stronger and more beautiful." May of 2006 arrives, the day in which the little one is to receive her first communion. Her mom Elena was a bit worried as to what the other girls might say. Having to see Sylvia bald without hair, while the others were dressed with crowns and curls. But as always, it was Sylvia who swept away all worries with a profound joy of wanting to receive Jesus. The little one told her mother, "It is not like I have to do the fashion show to show the hairstyle at the first communion. On the contrary, by receiving Jesus, I will be able to bear the treatments better, be stronger, even physically. I will make my first communion and receive Jesus with or without hair." Sylvia made her first communion wearing a wonderful cap given to her by her mother. For her, it was a day of total happiness. The journey of pain and suffering continues for the little one. She ended up in a wheelchair, but she lives everything with joy and enthusiasm. The summer of 2007 sees a Sylvia happy to swim, happy to spend her evenings at the amusement park, traveling with her family, and continuous entertainment. But the end of August sees her a little tired and with some pain in both legs. One day, Sylvia had another dream of Jesus. This is how she described it. "I dreamt of walking along a road full of stumbling blocks. There were so many stones and I was having difficulty continuing. At a certain point, I found a boulder huge in front of me and I didn't know how to keep walking. But with a lot of difficulty and strength, I managed to destroy it. And then in front of me, I saw a beautiful golden gate. There was a lot of light, and on the sides of the gate, there were two wonderful angels who had a flute and played a sweet melody, and I entered. However, the little girl needs transfusions. Sylvia's strength shines through in the moments when she prays together with her family. She asks the parents to stick together because only together can we win. On 8th December, the day of the Immaculate Conception, after months of suffering, Sylvia ascended to heaven to be with her best friend Jesus. And it wasn't death that won in the end. Sylvia, with a never-ending smile and continuous joy of spirit, defeated the disease. May little Sylvia inspire us to see the value in our sufferings, but also to teach us to infect others with joy, with the assurance that Jesus is in control of everything. Sylvia Tassoni, pray for us.